Welcome back once again to Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. I'm kicking off season three. This is episode number one, and the title is Grief Won't Last Forever. And I just want to give you a reminder that you can tune in to the previous two seasons and check out all of the podcast at the podcast website. You can also find the podcast on various podcast platforms like the one you may be listening to now, or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. You can also email the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. As I said, I'm kicking off season three, so blessed to be doing this for another season. I know last season was a little short. I only did three episodes, but with me not working at the radio station now full time, it's hard for me to get these episodes done and get them written and be able to get them recorded and everything for you. And so, you know, I'm doing the best I can, and I'm talking about the things that God puts on my heart to say. This is a very timely one, as I'll explain on this episode, and it's a great way to kick off season three. Once again, so glad that you have tuned in. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome to Truth from the Heart. And I try not to go into any deep theological discussion on these podcasts. I just want to bring you a layman's perspective of God's Word. And you'll hear me say this every podcast. My encouragement to you is to read your Bible every day and grow stronger in your walk with Christ. And if you don't know Christ, then to come to know Him as your Lord and Savior, because I guarantee you, your life will never be the same once you do. So again, let's kick off today's episode, season three, episode one. Grief is something that we all experience in our lives at some point, whether it be from the loss of a loved one or a job or another traumatic event in life. God will give us the strength we need to get through whatever trial it is that we are going through. Though it's not for us to figure out why God allows things to happen in our lives, it's for us to trust Him and know that He has a perfect plan in place for us. Grief does not have to last forever, but God's love for us will. Now, I want to start off, and the reason I am talking about this topic today is something that happened in my life fairly recently. And I'm recording this episode in November of 2025. And so just last month, I got some news on, and I'll never forget this day probably as long as I live, October the 11th. It was a Saturday, excuse me, and I have had a friend for the last 23 years. We have known each other all of our lives at church, but we really reconnected in seventh grade, and he went off to Texas Tech. I went to TCU, and we've both still lived in the DFW area, and we've hung out and done many, many things over the years. So, as I said, I call him my best friend, and I got news on the 11th that he had suddenly passed away. And as you can imagine, of course, I was just heartbroken. I was in shock for most of it. I just couldn't believe. I had just texted him the day before. We were supposed to go to the fair the following Tuesday after his death. And he texted, you know, the thumbs up signal that said, yep, I'm ready to go. And I'll see you then. And then it's all over in an instant. It was, I mean, just, you know, a whirlwind of emotions. But of course, obviously grief. As I said, we were best friends for 23 years. I have a list of people. I don't really have a list of people, but I say that there's a list in my mind of people that I expect to get a call about that says, you know, they didn't make it or they're no longer with us. And you may say, well, it's because they're older. They've been having health problems. But Zach was not on that list. And if he was, he was at the very, very bottom. And his name was Zach Norwood. And again, I knew him for over 35 years as we grew up together. But I had the pleasure of calling him my best friend for 23 years. And I was able to speak at his funeral, and I don't know, I may or may not share the audio of the eulogy that I gave in a special feature episode, but I just talked about how Zach was my oil friend, and I say that that stands for once in a lifetime, and he really was. He lived out his faith. He was kind to everyone. I don't know of anyone who did not dislike Zach, and it feels like that God got it wrong. It feels like he pulled the wrong file on this one. But he didn't, because God never does. His plan is perfect. Even though we may not understand it, His ways are not our ways. And this is a tough one to understand. It's one that I may never understand, this side of heaven. But nevertheless, I know that I can rely on my faith and know that God is in control and that it has all happened for a reason. And that's one of, I think, the big things about moments like this. And maybe you've lost a spouse, maybe you've lost a good friend like I did, maybe you've lost another loved one, a grandparent, or, I mean, heaven forbid, a child. When you're going through grief, it's hard to remember your faith And it's hard to rely on your faith because I think we're just so overwhelmed with emotion. And again, we don't understand it. We want to understand why it's happened. But God owes us nothing. He doesn't owe us an explanation. He doesn't have to tell us why he chooses to call others home before he does us. It's just for us to trust him. And I know that's hard. And of course, I thank everybody for all the wonderful text and the words that I got after the service, and even before that, all the friends, or all my family and friends who knew how much Zach meant to me, and just all the words of condolences, I really do appreciate them. They touched my heart. And, you know, it's in that moment that people want to say something, and a lot of times it doesn't fix it. I think what does is a lot of prayer and going to God and saying, look, again, I don't understand this one. I may never understand this one, but I know that you're in control. And I trust you, and I believe in you, and I still love you. And that's what I did. And you can do the same thing as well. And, of course, I dedicate this podcast episode to Zach. I think he would want it that way. And, again, I have 23 years worth of memories that no one can ever take away. I wish I had had 23 more, but it's not for me to decide what happens. And it's one of those things where I don't think I would go back and change a thing. I don't think I would change our friendship. I don't think I would do anything different. Zach and I had a great friendship. We loved talking about sports. We loved talking about politics. And, of course, we talked about the Bible and things afterwards as well. And I believe Zach knew the Lord as his personal Lord and Savior. And so I can also rest assured and that I have a pretty good idea of where he is right now and that he's in a much better place than this world. And, of course, I want to know what happened to him. I want some answers. But, again, I may never get those this side of heaven. And it is something that is very hard to get through. And so I'm going to talk about a story from the Bible today that I think goes along with this idea of grief and just not knowing what to do. And sometimes where we ask God those tough questions, but then in the end, we know that he is there for us. He loves us and that it's all going to work out in the end. And as I said in the eulogy, God can use Zach's death in a mighty way. It may be to lead others to Christ. It may be, again, I don't know what the reasons are. I mean, that's the only one that I can come up with, you know, just off the top of my head. Because otherwise, I don't know how you say taking a 35-year-old man who so many people loved and cherished and he was a part of their lives away or calling him home does a lot of us any good. But I think it makes us rely on our faith even more. And maybe that's why he called him home too. I don't know. I know God is in control and he loves me and you more than we could ever think or imagine. So in those times of grief, don't let the grief drag you down. And here's what Zach's death reminded me of. And that is that we are only given a moment in this life. I just encourage you, if you don't know Christ, come to know Christ before it's too late. And we are to live like Christ every day. We have to trust God's process. And also that there is so much importance of teaching others the word, because there are many verses in the Bible that talk about grief and how to deal with it. And if you don't think that people are looking at those of us who claim to know Christ when someone dies or when we have a tragedy in our life, then think again, because they do. The world looks to see how we act. And I think a lot of times they can't understand. Yes, of course, I am heartbroken, but my life does not stop. My life does not fall apart because Zach is not a part of my life anymore. You know, you may say the person that I lost, what was my life? I would argue, yes, they are a part of your life, but our life should be Jesus, if that makes sense. Our whole world should be Jesus. I've shared it with you many times before, but one of my favorite hymns is I'd Rather Have Jesus. And it just talks about how I'd rather have Jesus over anything else in this world. And that is so true. If you have Jesus, then you have everything that you need. And it's hard for us as humans because we like to have that interaction. We like to hug someone. We like to love on them. And it's hard to do that with Jesus because we can't physically see him. But we know God's presence is there. And so trust me when I tell you, I know it's hard. I know it's hard to love someone that you can't see. But he's there and he loves us more than we could ever think or imagine. Because as I've said on a previous episode as well, God's love for us will never fade. Human love can fade over time, but God's love remains the same. And he remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. I just want people to know this, and this is not to try and downplay anything, but this is not the first time this has happened and it won't be the last. I hope nobody thinks that that's a callous way of looking at this and just saying that, you know, well, Zach's gone. There's nothing I can do about it. It's happened before and it's going to happen again, but it's the truth and it will. And I'm not alone. I know, as I said, so many friends and family reached out to me and just sent their condolences and told me, I'm so sorry. I know he was a great friend to you. And so I just know how loved I am. And I know how loved that Zach was as well. And so it's almost like grief just overwhelms us so much that when we're going through that time of grief, I don't want to say you don't think about anything else, but in some ways you really don't. When my grandmother passed away earlier last year in January, it was one of those things where you try and put it out of your mind, and I was making it, but I was barely making it. You know, I wanted to go to work because it kind of got my mind off the situation, and people handle grief many different ways. And I'm not going to sit here and say that there's a completely right way and a completely wrong way to handle grief, but I just want those of you who have gone through something, who have gone through a time of grief, or maybe you're going through grief now, you're not alone, and that God loves us, and it's all part of his plan. I know we don't understand it, and it's so, so hard for us, but trust me when I tell you, he knows. He knows the grief and the pain that we feel. The story that I'm going to start to share with you on this part of the episode is one of, I think, the greatest examples of Jesus having both human emotions and godly emotions. So he's fully God and fully man. And there are some denominations that don't believe that, but I'm not going to go through all that today. Again, I just want to share the story with you, and we'll talk about it and understand how we can use that for those of us who are going through grief. So I hope that you will stay tuned for this episode. It's probably going to be several parts. And again, God has got a great plan for us, and he can use anything for his glory. So the story that I want to share with you is of Jesus and Lazarus. And the story can be found in John 11, and it's verses 1 to 44. And yes, I'm going to read all 44 verses, but I'm going to read them a little bit at a time, and we'll talk about each group of verses, what they're talking about, and kind of analyze them a little bit. So maybe a little bit different than what I've done before. Normally, I don't read you a whole passage, but this time I'm going to break away a little bit from that because this story is just too good not to share with you. And I do thank my sister, who is studying to be a Christian counselor, for sharing this with me. Zach was basically a part of our family. She knew Zach as well, and I think considered him another brother. And so when she heard the news that he had passed away, she, of course, was heartbroken as well. And she sent this to me, and I think she has used it in Christian counseling areas. It's a story that you may have heard before, but I think it lines up so, so closely with this. And I hope to analyze it, maybe give you a little bit of a perspective that maybe you haven't heard before as well. It's the story of Jesus and Lazarus, and it's John 11, verses 1 to 44. So I'm going to start with just the first four verses. I want to read those to you, and I read from the English Standard Version. So John 11, 1 says this, "Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, 'Lord, he whom you love is ill.' But when Jesus heard it, he said, 'This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it.'" So let me stop right there at verse 4 and let's analyze this. So a little bit of a background, obviously Mary and Martha, and it mentions that Mary was the one who anointed Jesus, his feet with her hair, with that expensive oil. And I can't remember which book that it is in. It may also be in the book of John, but it's the same Mary and Martha that it was talking about there. So their brother Lazarus was ill. Here they are trying to send a message to Jesus saying, "He whom you loved is ill." And Jesus heard this and said, "This illness does not lead to death, but it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Oftentimes in moments of grief, we don't see the glory of God, but we have to understand that everything happens for a reason, and it's part of the greater plan. And so it's okay to feel that way, as we just saw that Mary and Martha felt that way. As they said, "Jesus, why is our brother Lazarus ill?" And one of the misconceptions I think is that I've heard is when people come to know Christ that they think, okay, yes, your life will change forever, but everything gets better. Things actually get a lot harder, believe it or not. This life is one that is full of definitely ups and downs and twists and turns. The difference is you have no hope when you don't have Jesus. But when we have Jesus, we can know that he is with us through those twists and turns and the ups and downs. And now it may be a bit of a bumpy ride, but he's never going to let us go. He'll always be there with us. So that's one of the important things that I think we can learn from those first four verses. Before I continue on with this story, because this next section of verses is quite lengthy, and I'm going to continue it on the next part of this episode. As I said, I like to keep the episodes around 20 minutes or so, because as I said when I started this podcast, I read somewhere that people start tuning out after 20 minutes. And so I think it's important to just kind of keep it short, keep it sweet, and be able to get all the information in, though, that I want to share. And God's the one who gives me the words to say. I can write what I want to say, and I can kind of type ideas, but he's the one that guides me along the way. And so, and I appreciate you tuning in. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan, Season 3, Episode 1. And we're talking all about how grief does not last forever. I'm sharing with you the story of Lazarus, and I'm going to be continuing on in John chapter 11, so I hope that you will stay right there and that you will join me on the next part of this episode. And I am so blessed to be doing season number 3 now, and you can check out the previous 2 seasons at the podcast website or on various podcast platforms. Just make sure you search Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. Go ahead and type in the whole name of the podcast, including my name, and it should pop up there for you. And again, I have tried to get as many of these out as I can on a variety of different topics that come up through life. So I hope these episodes have been a blessing to you. Just as always, continue reading God's Word. Continue talking to Him each and every day. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. Remember, Jesus is King, Maranatha, and God bless until next time.